Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 47. Is that chocolate on your celery?
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston.
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I'm King Baby Duck.
I'm Bluonic.
I'm Darkheart.
This is Anvil.
And right now, Bluonic should be crossing the stage to graduate at Sam State College, but,
Yeah, they can kiss my left nut.
Wait.
Hey, let me tell you, I didn't walk with my class either when I graduated, so don't feel bad, man.
We have to do this the right way.
All right.
Now graduating from Salem State College... Bluonic, here's your paper. Shake my hand. Thank you.
Oh!
And the punch.
Douchebag.
You see,
now give everybody the finger.
Yes.
You see, I had to sit through graduation, and it was a fucking pain in the ass.
What did you say? 3 hours or some shit?
Oh, it was almost 4 hours.
Almost 4 hours of shit? All right. Now,
and 2 hours was reading off the graduation list.
Now, let me just put it this way. I would have had to sit through that bullshit in that sense, right? And that would have been 3 more hours out of my life that they would have taken.
Yeah.
Where I spent it today sleeping in and then going to the movies.
And
chilling
out
with friends instead of going to this bullshit where I have family going, blah, 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 blah. You know how many people like were trying to kick my ass into getting the tickets for them so their family members could go? I said, fuck off.
Just because. Actually, do you know what you should have done? Gotten the tickets and scalped them.
Yeah, that's what one of my other friends, he's like, dude, you know you could have got like $50 for one of those, but it's a free ticket. You could have got $50 a piece.
Believe me, they are that desperate for tickets.
Supply and demand.
Well, at least it's not like MacGruber. I'll suck your dick, man.
Yeah, I'll suck your dick.
That's fucking desperate. You know, that's almost as desperate as like, dude, I'll suck your dick for financial aid. I will suck your dick for financial aid. It's like, dude, but that's supposed to be a free thing. I'll suck your dick for financial aid.
Well, hey, remember, if you go back to a classic comedy movie, don't get crunk while drinking the juice in the hood. I know I just messed it up.
Yeah.
Don't be a menace to South Central while drinking your juice in the hood.
Well, no, there's two versions.
Yeah, there was gin and juice at one point.
Yeah.
There was?
There's a few different versions.
Are you serious?
Yeah. They're all funny and they all have one thing in common. That one black guy with the white all over his lips.
Or just black people in general?
No, it's just this one guy. He's got white all over his lips. It looks like somebody slapped him in the face with a powdered donut.
Oh, right.
Either that or he's doing crack.
Fuck your dick!
Oh, yeah.
They got these cheeseburgers, man!
You want a cheeseburger? I'll suck your dick! It's like, what? You're offering him food and you'll suck his dick for him to take a burger? Shoot!
No. Well, it's all confused and stuff like that. But anyways, I mean, along the lines, it's great to be the fuck out of him finally, you know, but I still... It's kind of like one thing takes over the other thing. Now I've got my two jobs that have taken over a lot more of my time, except once the summer's over.
And
Salem State has fucked me once again and not giving my goddamn job. So once the summer's over, I'm back down to one job. Should I collect unemployment?
Well, technically you'd be two jobs when you're writing for the magazine.
Well, that's true, yeah.
Yeah.
As long as there's money involved.
You mind if I do a little bit of an oh for fuck's sake?
We haven't had one for a while, man.
This is something that's been getting on my nerves for the past
few weeks, and it's something that I, at my store, that we just started selling yesterday, and I think it's the dumbest fucking thing on the planet, and kids are buying them like hotcakes.
Yeah, but you said this about Snuggy, too, remember?
Yeah. No, no, this is... No,
rule.
No, no, this is dumber. I'm talking about the crazy bands. These stupid little motherfucking rubber bands that are shaped like animals and instruments and other things. Yeah. And kids spend $5 for these rubber bands.
Well, remember those things back in the day that used to be able to snap onto your wrists? Yep. You remember those? Those things used to...
Yep.
I used to love whipping the snap
those. Those were cool. But these are just like fucking rubber bands that when you put them on, they lose the shape.
Doesn't make any sense.
And no. This,
I actually saw something on the news about these.
Yeah.
And they explained why all of a sudden they became so popular. Because remember how they got rid of those old gel wristbands? Because that game, the game's back. You wear different colors saying which stuff you'll do, and a guy walks up and
snaps. I was just about to say that. Back in the day, when people wore colored wristbands like that or whatever, it meant like each color represent what you would do sexually.
I'll go all the way with you. I'll give you a blowjob.
Yeah, this would be a blowjob. This is anal. Yeah. This
no,
is
they've
this.
Already they've already banned these on in schools.
Exactly, because the game picked up.
No, it's because kids were actually hurting each other for these things.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, in high school, it is actually a sex game. A guy will walk up, grab one on your wrist, and break it off. And you have to do that.
But still.
Yeah.
Five. You could buy the multicolored rubber bands for, like, 99 cents. Not spend $5 for these stupid things. You know what? You know, I bet you this is what happened. There are these scientists, and they are working on two different things. One was the cure for AIDS. And the other were for these stupid little silly bands. The head guy goes up to the two main scientists from each group and says, "What have you got?" "Well, I've just created the cure for AIDS. And it costs thousands of dollars to make, but it's going to help everyone who is suffering from it." And the main guy goes, "Okay, are we going to make a profit from it?" And he goes, "For a little bit, but once it's all cured, then no." "All right. Well, I don't know about that." "What about you?" "Well, sir, I have created rubber bands that it can be made into different shapes." "Well, how much does that cost?" "15 cents for a 24-pack, but we're going to sell them for $5 each." And I was like, "You know what? We're going to go with this guy here." "The cure for AIDS? I don't think so. But these silly bands. But what about the children who are suffering from AIDS?" "Oh, we'll give them a free pack of these silly bands."
They're pretty much saying, fuck the children.
Yes, well, like, let's put it in this, you know, sense. Like, back in the day when before the hula hoop, like, kids, you know, they had their little fads and everything like that. And then when the hula hoop came out, it was like, it was a couple of dollars for the fucking thing. And nobody was buying them. And then, of course, like, the funny movie that I watched had it, like, where the guy just couldn't give them away. Like, if you were buying, like, a toy, he'd give it away for free. And it got to the point where he just threw them out the fucking back door. And then it rolled, and this kid, like, looked at it, picked it up, and started doing it. And all the other kids came up to him and were like, "What the fuck?" And they ran right to the store and started buying them up. As the price went from down low, it went right back up again. And I was just like, wow. And you know how many times that fucking thing has gone out of style and back into style? It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah,
but, and it's one of the reasons why I don't go with style at all.
But the thing is,
fads. Fuck fads.
You know, we've had action figures, we've had Pokemon cards, and it feels like kids are now just being entertained by these stupid little rubber bands. Charles Darwin.
Collecting Yu-Gi-Oh cards and playing them was more entertaining than these freaking
rubber
bands.
What happened in the good old days when we'd all have G.I. Joes, be sitting on our floor with our
friends with freaking action figures.
Yes.
And Barbie. I'm just kidding.
Yes, even Barbie, you can be included.
Whoa. Hey, G.I. Joe needs some entertainment.
Yeah.
G.I. Jane.
That's why they broke up in the first place.
But we should be at a time where we have, like, holographic action figures that shoot real lasers and hurt real people.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Whoa. Instead, we have fucking rubber bands.
You know what? I'm going to go a little bit backwards here, because I believe that this is something that I think should be brought back. And I believe we mentioned this maybe once, either here on the radio show. Pogs.
Oh, pogs are the shit.
Pogs are still in my fucking closet collecting dust right now.
I think I
still have them.
Pogs.
I think I have them up in my attic.
I have the 50 states.
I had the most badass slammer. It looked like one of those like ninja stars, but it felt, but when you were a kid, it felt like it weighed like 5 or 10 pounds. You thought you could kill someone with it. Just go, bam! These are mine, these are mine, these are mine.
Cool. You guys remember that show when we were kids? You had the ninjas that used to fight each other? Remember that show?
The martial artists?
Ninjas.
No, it was...
ninjas.
I forget the name of it. But I had the slammer with that emblem, which was so awesome. And it was like double the thickness of a normal slammer.
Yeah.
So I used to steal everybody's pogs, basically, because I'd slam and just rip everything apart.
I had one, too, that was like gold on the top, but then it was black on the bottom to make it weigh a lot more. So when you slammed it, a lot more would fly up and it would go face, and the ones that went face up, you kept, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
I thought it was the other way, but whatever.
Doesn't matter. I mean, it was just still a fun game as a kid. You used to walk around with your tube full of them.
Oh, God.
Every kid had one.
Yes, every kid had one. They were cheap.
Yep.
And I wouldn't say they had a lot of value to them, but when it comes to playtime value...
Yeah, because I remember you used to get a stack of 10 of them for a dollar.
Yeah.
And every kid could always get a dollar somehow.
I remember going up to Bailey's camp up in Maine, and we would actually, you know, play like the skee ball and shit, get the tickets, and we would spend those tickets on the pogs and the slammers.
I remember one year my grandmother sent me a whole, like, starter challenge kit for my birthday from Canada. Because up there, that's where they sold those kits.
Canada.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
You know, right. I was even looking online recently, and I saw someone... That was doing they were selling one of those old pog makers.
Wow. Oh, shit.
I almost wanted to buy it because we could have made, like, B3 pogs or something.
Yeah, we could have. And just thrown them around at concerts.
Yeah.
All right.
But they didn't have the refill kits, so that would be something that we need.
I want to do an old for fuck's sake.
You do? Oh,
crap.
Yes.
Okay.
You know...
Run, people. Run. It's Anvil. Run.
They will want to run, but I'm telling this. Earlier this week, I was coming home from work.
Somebody help us.
And I was severely mortified. And I mean mortified.
All right, guys, listen to this all the way through before you say something.
Yes, do not judge the Anvil until you hear the whole thing.
Okay.
I am sitting on the train.
Judged!
Nah.
Hey, oh, forget, I can't say that line. We're online.
Are you going to call me a racist name?
No. He was going to use his line.
So I'm sitting there on the train, it's me and about 6 other individuals, myself and this guy Pedro that we always joke around with.
Mm-hmm.
We're sitting there and this woman hops on the train with her child.
Define hops on.
Okay, her and her cane get onto the train because she's about
And the train pounds. Shifted.
She was about 400 pounds.
She sat down and went...
And she sits there and decides to feed her child.
Sure wasn't Little Miss Muffet.
No. This is what happened when Little Miss Muffet hooked up a Humpty Dumpty.
Ooh.
And unfortunately, this crumb wouldn't break.
That's a huge bitch.
So she decided to feed her child, and she whips out her breast and starts feeding. Now...
Damn.
Okay. Anvil and the group here, we fully support women's rights to breastfeed wherever.
Exactly. Yes.
Exactly.
You know, because I've got my, you know, the little bastard at home, which is my, you know, nephew, my brother's son. He's a future, you know, you might hear him on the show crying sometime. You know, and it's perfectly natural. But we asked this woman to stop. And she pushed the emergency button, asked for the transit police, because her civil liberties had been infringed upon. Which technically, under normal circumstances, would have. The transit cop informed her that her civil liberties had not been infringed upon because her child was 6 years old.
Okay, calm the fuck down, you. He's overgasped.
Poor Dustin Knight. Alright, so yes, I intentionally left that out to get to the end. So what happens is, the woman comes on and her son comes walking behind holding his little backpack. Sits down, he pulls out a book and reads it out loud. We, now the entire train, we think it's absolutely adorable, and we listen to the child as he informs us that we can see Spot run. We're like, sweet! And all of a sudden we hear, Mom, I'm hungry! We're like, oh, that's cute, you know, he's sitting down for his breakfast. Mom goes, and whips out.
That's a hot titty.
Her breast, I think, was bigger than my waist.
That's a huge bitch.
And the kid just latches right on. It's like, ugh.
How?
He was swinging and dangling and shit too. It's pretty funny.
Now, so like I said, this group fully supports women's rights, and everybody's rights.
Yes.
Unlike Arizona, but we're not going to get into that.
No, let's not get into that.
Yeah, that's another show. But this law only states up until 24 months.
Yeah.
Well, this child was a little bit older. You know, like
4 years past.
72 months old he is.
Yes.
At least.
Yeah.
So, women, if your child is old enough to walk, talk, and go to school...
And chew bubblegum at the same time.
How about this? If your kid can use the toilet, read a magazine, chew bubblegum, and cuss you out at the same time...
In layman's terms, if they can beat Blahnik on Modern Warfare 2...
Oh!
But that's a hard feat. Especially when I'm drunk.
I mean, what are you going to do when your child goes to school and he's hungry and he looks at the teacher? Teacher, I'm hungry. Give me your boob.
No, the worst one is, like, it's going to be a male. It'll be like, dude, fuck off. My nipples are not for sale.
That's what I told the other boy.
I see that
boy.
Kid totally getting suspended every freaking day from school.
Yes.
So, give me your nipple. I'm just a little girl. Stop it.
We support women. Just not at that point.
The kid's getting arrested.
For fucking sexual harassment.
Sexual harassment.
What was it we also commented on? I think he was like the next John Wayne Gacy or some shit. Yeah. Like a psycho killer. He was laying too much on the nipple.
Oh, psycho killer.
Yeah.
Kids can say.
Alright, enough with this over fuck saking. Oh, wow. Let's get this bitch started.
I mean, there is a time and a place, and that was definitely not the time, the place, or the age.
Exactly.
Yes. Pretty much.
But hey, good luck to that child, you know, because I'd be afraid
of all those.
Can you say traumatization?
Actually, if I was him, I'd be afraid that my mom would eat me.
I'm going to arrest this kid later on in life. I know it.
Yeah. I can picture it, me and Blue, you know, riding our
I can see it now, the next new episode of, like, Law and Order Special Victims Unit. kid kidnapping, like...
Stop killing people, but I'm just suckling on their nipples.
That's all.
Nipples.
That's all he did. That's all he did.
Let's all flash forward for a minute. 25 years down the road, and me and Blue...
Oh, I better not get fucking patrolman.
No, I can see you as a detective...
Yes.
Stabler.
We're detective first grades. Okay?
Alright.
And we get a call to a homicide scene. And we're following this homicide, and all of a sudden we get a lead, and we bust in the door and arrest him, and I look at that child, the guy in the eye, and say, I saw you 25 years ago. And he lowers his head. He's like, I want to stop sucking on him, but she wouldn't let me!
Shit, fucking turn the kid into Ed Gein. Fucking Ed Gein. He's gonna start, like, cutting people up and
mother
shit.
But hey, this is kind of an insanity offense.
Yeah, possibly. But anyways, let's get to
my mother made me do it!
Alright, let's get to the real
show. Alright, let's get to start this fucking show so that people are like, what the fuck is wrong with these guys?
We've been, like, at that for about 15 minutes.
Yeah, over that.
Yeah, just over that.
Let's talk about this anime that... I discovered this over a year ago, but it just recently got... licensed by Funimation, Birdie the Mighty Decode, and it's a remake of an OVA series or original video animation cartoon from the 1990s. Yeah. And it follows this Federation investigator named Birdie who is chasing these space criminals throughout space, and one of the big ones, Giga, hides away on Earth. Meanwhile, there's, like, this other student, Senkawa, who, along with one of his friends,
They were checking out, like, abandoned houses or something.
Yeah, they
like
were checking out abandoned houses, and they stumbled upon one of the fights that was going on between Birdie and Giga. And Giga, during the fight, finds Senkawa, tosses him towards Birdie. Birdie thinks it's Giga going after him, and slices Senkawa in half.
Yeah, kind of like a laser blast at the same time.
Yeah, so in order to save him, Bernie links Senkawa's soul to her body so that the two may live in different forms, but, you know, in the same shell, until a time when Senkawa's body can be fully healed by the people who Bernie works for. And I know some of you guys watched at least the first episode of this, and what were your thoughts on this program?
I liked it. I'm an anime fan, so pretty much almost like any anime. But I like this anime because it's different. It's kind of like a weird concept type thing, you know? It's not like,
it's not run-of-the-mill.
Yeah, exactly. It's not your run-of-the-mill type, like, show or cartoon or anything like that. It's actually something different, you know? And they weren't trying to copy, like, you know, like pretty much America has been doing. You know, people copy each other in music. People copy each other in movies. You know, it's kind of like when you watch like a movie or a TV show or something like that. It's kind of like you know what's going to happen already because you've seen so many different things so much that like just things just seem so obvious about what's going to happen, who's going to live. It's really has gone to like if you watch a scary movie, you can take a look at every single person. You can look at them and be like, all right, I know exactly who's going to live.
Who's going to die first?
You know, who's the actual killer? Things like that. With this anime, it's not your run-of-the-mill. This is just, it's different concept and everything like that. You never know what's going to happen the next episode. It's a good anime. All
right.
I think I'm going to Pineapple Express this one. What you can take is Star Trek, right? Dog the Bounty Hunter. And they fucked. And then, like, Power Rangers and some other goddamn fucked up show, and they fucked. And then those babies made it together, and they fucked, and they had to produce this. This is that show. More or less.
Okay.
In a way,
a little bit. I can kind of see where you're going with that.
The whole Power Rangers concept, I get. The Sailor Moon concept, I would get.
Yeah, there you go. Sailor Moon. Because of the fan service, there was definite boobage in there. Not, like, massive boobage, but, I mean, they're at least C's.
Okay, I know Anvil told me that he watched this first episode.
All right, this is going to be it's going to be a little fucked up because
I'm going to explain this
problem. This is actually my favorite boob size, by the way.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I've watched this episode twice. First time I watched it, funniest shit in the entire world. Second time, I didn't like it. Now, do you know what the difference between the two were?
Alcohol.
Yes, the first time I watched it, I was severely intoxicated. Myself and Jack Daniels had decided to have a party.
I thought it was good anyway.
And I thought it was the funniest shit in the entire world. I don't know if it's because I had the volume up in the Japanese language I found hilarious or what, but it was funny.
Yeah, why wasn't this English dubbed?
Because it was literally just licensed like a couple months ago, and they're currently working on the dub as we speak. So I don't think the dub episodes will be up online for another, 3 months. Because they'll...
Or 5 years. No, I'm just kidding.
But watching it sober, I don't like it. So...
What wasn't that you liked, that you didn't like about it?
It was creepy as shit.
You like it was creepy?
All right,
it was kind of hard to understand, I mean, in the sense of, like, where they were going. And was that the first episode that you were showing me?
Yeah, that was the first episode.
That one kind of started off in the sense where it was like, hey, spaceship flight, you know, they're flying through the fucking space, blah, 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 and you're like, what the fuck is going on?
Well, that's kind of how, like, Star Wars starts out.
Well, Judah's Gemma, is that the creature's name?
Giga.
Yeah, that was creeping me out. I was in there watching it, and then when she first busts in, the suit comes off of her into that creature.
You know, it's really funny.
And there's only one left, and the other two took off in the spaceship.
When you talk about Giga, the first thing I think is Godzilla.
No, you know what? When I first saw Giga, the first thing I thought of was a show that you mentioned on the car ride to the movie theaters. Dinosaurs.
I love that show!
It kind of looked like the dad.
Yeah, he kind of had the jaw set up on there.
Yeah, but they need to bring that back. Okay, so. I love that thing. Not to mama! Not to mama! I used to have a little stuffed animal.
Yeah, I think we all did. Mm-hmm. Anyways... I still feel that this is, like, one of those shows I might have to get kind of used to.
Yeah.
It's no Sergeant Frog, it's no, you know...
Yeah, too good. I like Sergeant Frog.
I mean, but it's definitely kind of interesting because of the criminal justice standpoint. Mm-hmm. I mean...
Like, when she, Giga had, like, his robots go after her, he breaks them, and she goes, that's another 5 years to add to your sentence.
Yeah, so she's more or less, you know, she's the badass kind of bounty hunter setup on her. Mm-hmm. But I mean, if I could get the backstory on like the Federation and all this other
stuff.
That
comes in like episode 2, I believe.
Fuck. Anyways, but I mean, in that sense, it's like so that the Federation can, you know, come into play and you can understand what they're all about.
Right.
Like, are they really like about, you know, getting in there? I mean, she's a model and she's kind of James Bondish, I guess you could say. Mm. Yeah, there you go. Power Rangers and James Bond. Fuck.
I hope it was Trini.
Yeah.
Gotta go with the Asian chick.
Oh, she was hot.
Yep. But with that, it's you know, it has to put out a little bit more of a plot line than just like the idea of, you know, hey, we've got these two that kind of spliced together because of the fact that she accidentally fucked somebody up.
Yeah.
Which I'm wondering about if she'd have to fill out some serious fucking paperwork because she did that.
Mm-hmm. I believe she do see it in an episode 3.
Yeah.
She, like, gets stuck in the meeting for, like, a couple of hours just like, you know, filling in what the fuck happened down there.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've seen the whole first season of Birdie the Mighty Decode, and later on, you get to see, like, who the main villain is, and at first, he doesn't seem that sort of threatening until you see the sort of power that he can do.
Oh, great.
Let's so, just say,
you know, Lions for Lamb kind
of
thing.
Yeah, let's just say half of Tokyo gets wiped out.
Yeah!
And I mean, Attila.
No. We love Which is about
me. I gotta ask you something later.
Yeah.
But because I've seen the whole first season of it, and I've started watching the second season, I have a little bit of a better idea of what's going to happen and everything. And one complaint I do have with Birdie the Mighty Decode is when you see Birdie's home planet, I believe you pronounce it Altiar, it was too much of a Star Wars knockoff. It looked like the main planet that Han Solo was living on and Luke Skywalker was living on. Mm-hmm. Well, do you remember what name that was?
Altair?
I don't fucking know.
It looked way too much like that. And it kind of also reminded me of the, well, I forget, was that marketplace in Hellboy 2?
Oh, the troll.
Yeah,
like Tatooine.
Troll market.
The troll market. Thank you. That whole planet reminded me too much.
Like Tatooine.
Was it Tatooine?
The desert planet.
Fucking no.
Yes.
Might be that place.
Yeah, that was it. Thank you. But all in all, for me, with Birdie the Mighty Decode, since I've seen, you know, the first season, like I said, I gave it one thumb up. But another one sideways, because while I do like the story of it, I do like the characters, and I do like the action in the show, but there really isn't too much of the action. And there's not a lot of exciting things.
There's a shitload of talking.
Yeah, you kind of get some of those talking points in that show. So, one thumb up and one thumb sideways for me personally, for Birdie the Mighty Decode.
Yeah, I'm pretty much going to give it the same thing.
I'll give it just one thumb up. I'm fine with that. Just one thumb up is good enough for me right now.
And Anvil refuses to give a grade.
Yes.
He's got his arms folded. That's what he, what his thing is.
I do not find it fair for me to give anime a grade because I am not a fan, and I will not be doing any sort of justice by giving it a grade.
Oh, yeah. Pretty much the same way I stay quiet while you talk about sports.
Exactly. If you're not a sports fan, I'm not an anime fan. That's why, you know.
All right, yeah. We can agree on that. We can agree on that.
Well,
brotherly love here, man. It's so beautiful. Yeah.
Let's switch a couple things around. Let's talk about MacGruber.
No, you did it wrong.
MacGruber. MacGruber.
MacGruber.
Yes, we wrote a song.
I gotta download that theme song.
Yeah.
I gotta download it so they hear all the words, because that theme song was actually pretty damn fun.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, MacGruber. Yes, they made a fucking movie,
MacGruber.
You do realize for a long time, not one of us would be able to go to a grocery store without laughing in the produce section, right?
We're fucking puking,
dude. I haven't eaten cucumbers
Oh, no, no, not cucumber, with celery, and I don't know how long. And I
just prolonged it.
I just prolonged it even more for me even have, to even have it in my meal. Like, to even get food with it in it, okay?
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you want to get some buffalo wings and it's on the side.
I don't even care if you washed it or not. You know what I'm saying?
With myself and Blue going on our, you know, big diet, you know, being
athletic. Yeah, that didn't help, Wes, because I thought that was going to be something that was going to save me.
I'm like, yeah, here comes all that celery.
I was going to do, you know, the whole ants on a log, you know, with the peanut butter and the raisins and maybe even the cran raisins, but now it's off the fucking menu.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the plot of this movie of, what was it, Dieter von Kunth, that's right,
because they call him Kunt, like, throughout the whole goddamn movie.
And they always did some really good, you know, good things, like, screw you, Kunt.
Yes.
It's like, yeah!
Well, he gets some sort of nuclear device and has it aimed towards Washington, D.C.
I thought it was the United Nations, wasn't it?
It was the State of the Union.
And the only one that can stop him is MacGruber, who killed his should-have-been wife, and he not have...
And who was that again?
Maya Rudolph.
She looks hideous.
That was messed up.
That made
him look like a bad guy, pretty much.
Why he killed the wife made MacGruber look like a bad guy. And I actually sympathized with Kunth when I started this story.
Do.
He was like, you know what? If someone had done that to me, I would have fucked him over, too.
You know what? Blue Onyx, why don't you describe to us the story. I'm sure you remember the story better than I do.
Oh, yeah, I can remember the story better than anyone because I think it's happened to me a couple times. No, I'm kidding. It's more or less along the lines...
Dude, I'm sorry, I told you it was only one time.
All right, we'll talk about that later.
I'm sorry.
But it's in the idea of the whole fact that he goes, yeah, back when we were college buddies and everything like that, we loved each other and this and that, and they were going out with one another, and I don't know, for some reason, they were just about getting married, and then I started banging her in the background and all this other stuff. Then I just don't understand why he got so pissed off. And then when we started going out, and then she was pregnant with his kid, and I told her to terminate, and she just totally went with it. So I don't know what happened with that factor and stuff like that. So when we were getting married, he stuck a bomb in the Bible of the priest and everything. Everything, and that blew up and killed her. And then I faked my death. I just don't get why she, why he was such a douchebag.
And Ryan Phillippe just goes, wow, that's just fucked up. McGregor goes, yeah, tell me about it.
And then they show, like, the best friend from the opposite scene, when she blows up, she just covered with chunks.
Yeah, she just covered with blood and shit, and, oh, man. Did I explain that right?
Yes. That was the best story ever. I swear.
Papa Blue, can you tell it again?
It's because of how fucked up he was. He just like...
He really was.
He kept on fucking up really badly every time.
Especially when he had Chris Jericho, Mark Henry, Kane.
The great Khali. In the back of his car... With C4 that he packed in himself.
Yes, he's like, I packed it in with my own two hands.
Boom!
No!
That's a joke!
Wait. We do have to make sure everybody knows one thing. Those weren't the only wrestlers. Big Show was on it, too.
Yes, Big Show was on it, and it was a surprise.
Some guy.
And yes. I think that's the funniest thing I have ever seen Big Show do.
Never thought that he was be swinging the other way.
That was fucking classic.
He must have got paid a lot of money for
when
that.
When he went to kiss him, it looked like he was going to take the whole nose and mouth because his face is so large. It's like a succubus.
I think like I said earlier, it's the funniest thing was when you saw him kiss the guy totally pulled away. Like, and then he grabbed him again and just started kissing him. And that was after he brought him the lemonade. Like he got the friggin' thing to say, yes, you want to join? And he's like, yeah. And then the guy from the auto mechanic part gave him the lemonade. He drinks the lemonade, grabs the guy, kisses him. He backs off. He's like, oh, no, I'm not done yet. You know, and then he totally crosses him off the list. What a racist douchebag.
Exactly.
And sexist bastard.
And homophobic.
But you know what? He did him a favor because he lived.
Yeah. And he got married at the end.
Yeah, he was going to get married.
No, he got the bouquet.
Yeah, you remember the scroll show?
Yeah.
He's in there wearing, you know, the the thing with the bouquet and the other guy's arms around him?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Remember that?
More or less, I have to say that with the whole fact that even with Val Kilmer in on this bitch, it was just, I don't know, it was kind of crazy, it was just off the mark, more or less, for me.
Especially the sex scenes.
Especially the
sex scenes. Like, 5 minutes.
Wait, before the sex... Before we explain that one. Okay.
I'd rather watch episode of a Frieza fight with Goku on Dragon Ball Z.
Exactly. But to explain it, just before that, I mean, even the fact that he was just a raging homicidal douchebag because he kept remembering that guy's license plate that called him a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
And he goes and, like, he writes it down and Ryan is just, like, flipping through the book and going, dude, the number's in the fucking everywhere. And then he's just like, this is fucking creepy. And then later on, he's talking on the phone with the colonel. He's smashing the window, and the colonel's just like,
the key
what the
in
fuck
the
is
car.
That
and then he sets it on fire, blows it up.
Oh, man. What about that? What about the whole fucking him pulling his tape deck player out of the fucking car every time he got out? Oh, it was horrible.
And he had to play that crappy 80s music. It started out with that nice Black Keys music, but then it
just got terrible.
And it kind of went like the Wake Me Up.
Yeah.
There you go, girl.
Oh, no. All right, fine. Now we'll deal with the sex scene because
George Michaels.
I just wanted to get that out of the way.
It starts out like very sensual, and then suddenly the music starts. You start hearing,
and her legs are just spread completely wide, and he's sitting there like, you know,
of course,
this is his first time ever getting
these motherfuckers wouldn't shut up, and I think we pissed off the guy that was sitting in front of us because it was just that full of a theater.
Yeah, I know, right? but and I was on the floor. I was on the floor laughing.
And then he has sex with the ghost.
Yes, of his ex-wife. So he's sitting there butt-ass naked. At the fucking cemetery going, no.
And the gravekeeper guy is watching this.
He's just like...
He's like, what the hell?
I think Marcel Marceau would be very proud of that miming technique that...
I don't know. I can't believe they got away with putting on another goddamn movie, and probably we won't see another damn movie from them for another 10 fucking years at least.
Hey, remember, Wayne's World wasn't that bad.
Well, Rachel was classic.
It's a classic.
That one's
Rachel
a classic.
Wayne World 2.
That one's classic, and then what else was classic?
Blues Brothers.
I liked the Blues Brothers, but I also liked Tim Meadows there in
really?
Ladies Man. I liked that one.
And Night at the Roxbury.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You know what? I liked Superstar to a point. Yeah.
Until she kept making love with trees.
Yeah.
Yes.
She creeped me out by shoving her hands in her armpits.
Well, that's because she gets nervous, and when she does that, she puts her hands in her armpits, and then she smells them like this.
Like you do.
No.
Likes to touch herself.
That's it. And she likes to fall over and tons of shit and makes lots of noise.
Yeah.
But anyways, I mean, this was kind of, I don't know, when I went into the movie, I was feeling like, what the fuck are we going into? And I'm still kind of like, what the fuck did we come out of?
Yeah.
But that's just me. I don't know about you guys, because you guys were fucking laughing your balls off. I was kind of like, I'm not going to sleep tonight.
Me personally with this movie, it was funny.
You sick fucker. I'm sorry.
But I don't think I'll ever watch it again. It's one of those one-time-only movies for me, personally.
My funny bone wasn't activated today. What about you, Anvil?
I thought it was absolutely hilarious. I will go out and buy it.
I wouldn't say, like, I would go out and buy it. I mean, it was definitely hilarious. It would have to be something. It would have to be something like, I've watched it already, and I probably won't watch it until next year, where it probably will be funny again until, like,
if they go and put an uncut version of this one, I can only imagine how much more shit was put into this goddamn movie.
Literally!
With literal sex and shit and just fucking...
Don't forget the celery.
Don't forget the celery. There's,
you know, I would have... And you know what? I would like to have seen boobage, but...
We saw the wrong
boobage. Really have.
All right.
Why don't you, Anvil, talk about that?
Val Kilmer was painting and... He was painting a picture of a woman who looked like she probably survived the sinking of the Titanic, topless.
Or was on Lost.
You know, she probably remembers when, you know, Amelia Earhart went missing and the Lindbergh baby disappeared.
Because they ran away.
And her boobs were probably around her knees.
I couldn't believe that.
Oh my god, it was down to her crotch.
Like, and the guy like in front of us, I think he was touching himself at that point. No. But truthfully, I will go get this movie, and I do believe if I have a night like I did last night, I will throw in this movie and wake up my neighbors.
Yeah, it's probably one of the movies that you probably would watch drunk.
It's like you drink.
I wasn't even drunk if I actually enjoyed the movie.
Exactly, but if it were like I have the movie and wherever hanging out and just drinking, throw in that movie and we'll never stop laughing.
I actually thought I was going to hate this movie.
Yeah, well, you were kind of like...
I really didn't want to watch this movie. Could we find something else?
Yeah. Like, seriously, could we find something else,
Because,
man?
Like, it didn't even look funny, like, during the career. You know what?
Well, because of the fact that...
I think about it and stuff like that, they have a lot of movies that are like that. Like, it's funny during, like, when you see, like, trailers on TV and you see that, oh, this is going to be funny, and then you watch the movie and it sucks.
More like every Ben Stiller movie that's put under trailers. Maybe not Tropic Thunder. But anyways...
Yeah, Tropic Thunder was actually pretty funny.
But it's one of those things that this movie going into it, I thought it was pretty funny the from the trailer that was actually in the movie, because there's those whole things where they cut the fucking things out of the trailer or they put it in the trailer just to hook you and then don't even show it in the movie. Mm-hmm. But the whole fact that they're sitting there and just after that story that I just said, they go. They hear something right in front of him, and all of a sudden he's like, "Oh no!" And he grabs the Ryan and he holds him up and starts using him as a fucking human shield, and he's just getting lit up in the vest, and all you see is him just getting fucked up. And he goes and throws him onto the back part of the car, and they're still using him as a shield and drives up. How did you know I was wearing a vest?
You're wearing a vest?
No shit! I thought you were dead.
Yeah. Awesome.
Oh, what the fuck? Pull the fuck over now! But I mean, like, dude, if he really got lit up like that, he would have needed a lot of morphine. And then the other fact that they were tearing the fucking bullet out of his crotch.
Yeah.
Like, he got hit in, like, the inner thigh of his leg. And
femoral artery, baby.
It was like, she pulled it out, and they're like, okay, we're going to stitch this up. No, we're not. We're going to go and bang dirty, you know? And it's like, ah, oh, there's going to be blood in the sheets.
I like holes.
Yeah. I love holes. I love them.
How are you not screaming in pain with a pair of pliers going into your fucking leg?
It's like
with a bullet lodged in it.
Artery, muscle, testicle.
Yeah, I know.
How does a bullet? Oh no!
It's like, whoa!
I'm sorry, I get aroused with pliers.
Yeah, I know. It's like, whoa! Is that your penis? He's like, yeah. Thanks for the putting the pliers near my balls. Whoa. Yeah, this was kind of one of those, don't bring your kids to this goddamn thing, otherwise they're going to be mentally disturbed for the rest of their life.
And they'll never eat vegetables again.
But
or otherwise they're going to be putting the fucking celery in their ass and going, they're going to fucking dance around with it.
I'm going to explain that really quick. They use it a few times in this movie. They call it a distraction. They'll pull down their pants and underwear, shove celery, the thick end, into their butt.
The thick end now.
The thin end will fall.
And no, it slides right in.
And they walk around cupping their testicles. And when it was first done by MacGruber, Ryan Phillippe's character kills three guys. And then at the end, of course MacGruber tries to tell Ryan Phillippe how to do it, and it's like, I'll never do it. At the end, Ryan Phillippe does it. And MacGruber looks so proud while he does it.
Yeah, but I mean, even like when he was going to do the shooting and stuff like that, he got distracted. He was like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, dude, that was a great distraction. How the fuck did you think of that one?
But no, the great thing is, and I think it was the most disturbing and funny thing, is after, MacGruber pulled it out of his ass, put on their underwear, they're sitting there and they're looking. And he bites into the celery. No, like, he's like, I washed it.
The chick goes and is like, did you even clean that? And he's like, yeah, I washed it. And then he like shook his head no when he looked at the guy, and it was just like laughing. He was like, oh.
And he's chewing it?
Yeah.
It's dirty potty humor.
Yeah, really, really fucked up. I mean, Saturday Night Live has been needing that more or less to get people back into the game, because it just hasn't been the same.
Cool that.
And it probably never will.
I think they should do more movies like that. Because you have to think, on their show, they do almost the same stuff, but they have to keep it clean.
To a point.
They can get away with a lot of shit. It's at night.
They can't walk around with
them. No, they can't do that, but I'm just saying, like, I think what they're needing is more of those starving artist fucking comedians you know, back up on the stage. Like, that was back in the day with Steve Martin. You know, all of them. They need these guys that, you know, will actually go
that's
on.
When it first started, before they even, like, hit movies, that's where they got their start. And Living Color was the same way. That's where all the black people in Jim Carrey...
And Jim Carrey
got their start from.
You can't forget the Canadian.
You know, and Jennifer Lopez got her start from there, too.
Jennifer Lopez.
With that said, I think that's what they're needing to do is, like, they can only give certain cast members maybe a little bit of leeway. Like, maybe give them, like, a presidential kind of setup. Maybe 3 to 4 years or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, around that. Otherwise, it's gonna get... They're gonna lose it. I mean, not saying that there wasn't those actors or, like, comedians that stayed on that were fucking hilarious. I mean, like, you had Will Ferrell, like, stay on there for fucking 10 years straight, basically.
Same with Daryl Hammond.
Daryl Hammond, too. I mean...
Keenan and Kel still do that. Come on.
Well,
well, at least Keenan.
Keenan. Yeah. Kel's not on the show.
He's not on anymore?
Kel, you never see Kel at all anymore.
Kel has fucking disappeared off the radar.
I remember them from Good Burger.
Dude, I remember that.
That was
all
a good
that.
Movie.
Yeah, all that.
Welcome to the Good Burger.
All that is still my favorite show, and I am going to find the seasons for that, and I'm going to order it.
All right, but let's give what our grades are for MacGruber.
All right, I'm going to say, because it's the first time I saw it, and it actually was really, really funny, I laughed my ass off, I'm going to give it 2 thumbs up, because it was actually a good movie that I thought was going to be bad, but it ended up being good.
Well, I do agree with Mr. Darkheart, and I do give him 2 thumbs up. Because this movie was absolutely hilarious, and
we're probably the only two that we think that.
And yeah. I would be a jerk just to, you know, just say this, that I'm going to show this to a group of people, but I'm going to serve buffalo wings and make sure they're all eating celery when they get to that part.
Fucking jerk.
Please come on, you know you'll laugh.
I'm just going to give it 1 thumb up, because like I said, although it's funny and entertaining, I don't see this as a movie I will watch again. Mm.
All right, this is what I'm going to have to give it. I'm going to have to give it 1 thumbs up and a middle finger. Just because of the fact of, damn it, I thought I was going to have an aneurysm. I thought I was going to get M. Night Shyamalan just like when I watched The Village. I thought I was going to be sitting here and blood was going to be spewing out of my nose. Just because of that factor. But, there was some parts that were pretty funny, but some that were just disturbing, and I really am not going to sleep too well for the next 3 weeks.
And just some parts that were
fucking
just
assholes.
Stupid.
I'm going to die.
Yeah.
You know what?
That's
celery.
Let's talk about video games.
Video games.
All right, awesome. Let me like video games.
I, myself and Blonick got to try out the demo for Tiger Woods PGA Tour 11 Alimony Edition.
All I gotta say is 2 middle fingers. 2 middle
right
fingers.
Right off the bat.
Right off the bat. I hate Tiger Woods, and I don't play sports games, so I'm just gonna just shut my mouth.
So you think he's a bad influence on the black Asian population?
Yes. Me being...
Dude, that's you!
Exactly.
Holy shit!
Exactly.
Yeah, holy fuck!
No, you didn't see the racial draft? He's 100% black now.
Oh, fuck, that's right.
I forgot to watch that for sports.
That's why he did what he did.
Well, I think more or less, if you could compare this to the South Park episode where the wife keeps coming out of nowhere and bashing him over the head with the golf club and he's trying to drive away in his Cadillac and he keeps crashing... Yeah, that's basically how the game is. It's pretty fucking impressive how they did that. I give them kudos. Much kudos.
But on the serious side of this game, I tried... They had like 2 different courses and they gave you like 3 different holes.
There was a foursome with 3 holes that you could play. I wonder what the 3rd and 4th guy would be doing. That sucks.
He's videotaping.
He's
it's R. Kelly
in the corner.
It's R. Kelly videotaping.
I'm gonna piss on you. Anyways,
okay.
What did you feel about this?
I didn't like this game.
It was a motherfucker to play with, like how the controls were set up.
Yeah. Like, I couldn't figure out how to properly hit the ball. Because back when I was playing the other, like...
Tiger Woods or PGA games or anything like that from Sega to Sega and on, basically.
Yeah, it would have, like, okay, press a button, wait till it gets the line, okay, press it, well, press it again at the right moment, and boom.
Yeah, hit the ball. But this one, I couldn't...
I couldn't figure out how to play this.
No, I mean, I even brought the stick down and held it down until the whole character's arms were, you know, up and stood still, and then I brought it back down and still it was only getting like 95% of the power on the bitch, and I was like, what the fuck is wrong with this goddamn game?
I was doing that too, and on top of that, it kept getting in the sand and in the water.
Well, actually, I learned how to actually control the characters afterwards, because the fact is I was using the D-pad to control the fucking characters. But, I mean, along with that, it was a motherfucker to go and do the whole setup where they, you know, were able to fucking hit the golf ball. And, of course, you get the other characters that you're trying to play that weren't fucking Tiger Woods. And when I went and finally got like 100% on the power shot and was able to crush the ball, I was only able to make it like 275. And you got fucking Tiger Woods. He steps up and he does like 425 yards easily. So I think the game is kind of like racist in the sense that Tiger Woods is just the ultimate power fucking hitter in the game. And I don't know. I feel like it's not going to be that great of a game. I mean,
and I
could sit there and play it. I could seriously say that the graphics are great.
I disagree with you because
that's PS3, bitch.
PS3 version. I felt like I was watching an old Xbox game.
Well, even when I watched old Xbox, bitch, you motherfucker, you should have been N64, that motherfucker. No, but anyways, on the Xbox part, it is. Sometimes it looked like him, and sometimes it looked like a fucking burn victim. And I feel so bad saying that, because you know what? I think it's going to happen to me one of these days. I'm just going to become a burn victim, or Val Kilmer.
Hey, I'm a burn victim.
Yeah, but we're really sorry on that one, man. We really are.
You know? You
shouldn't have been playing with those matches next to
gasoline and the propane. No, man, I'm telling you. It's all that work in the cotton fields back in, like, Africa.
But
no, he can say that. He's Dark Heart.
Altogether, I just did not have fun with this game. I had to give it a thumbs down.
Automatically.
Well, actually, you both.
I give it a thumbs down. I give it two thumbs down and two middle fingers.
I will say this, though. I wouldn't mind giving it a try on the Wii just to see how it is with the control.
Yeah, I think you control. I got one.
You got one?
I got this in the sense that if you held the middle finger down like this and go to Tiger Woods saying, hey, can you hear this? And he goes and replies in the stupidest fucking answer of no, to turn up the middle finger and point it right at him. That is basically how the game is. Both sides of the matter. Right and left.
I just hated this demo. I fucking hated it.
We all agree on that.
I have
King.
To give that to Bluonic right there. But you come up with that. Middle finger down and then turn it up. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Turn that son of a bitch sideways.
So that was from Saturday Night Live.
Candy ass.
Thank you, Sherry O'Terry.
Oh.
Yeah, but I would like to see maybe... I would rather see Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer release a much more classic
movie. I think Arnold... I would love to see Arnold... No, fuck that. I think Arnold Palmer, or even bring it back to one of the greats, Ben Hogan. Ooh. You know, like, even one of those great fucking golfers of back then.
Yeah.
That's what they need to do, is come up with...
Payne Stewart.
Yeah, Payne Stewart. That would be a
Payne
fucking
Stewart
great one.
Tribute.
Do a tribute to him. That would be a fucking awesome game. I think that would be a much better person to put into play.
I cannot agree with you
and
more.
Not just because of the whole fact that Tiger Woods has done this shit. I just knew that there was something fucking wrong with him. I knew it.
He was too perfect.
I always said that he was just, he's one of those people that are too clairvoyant of, like, you know, you're able to see what the fuck they're doing. And I felt like, fuck this guy. Fuck him. I don't like him.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I just made Blue happy because I mentioned Payne Stewart twice in the same week.
Yeah, no shit.
And I'm not even a golf fan.
I'm not either. I'm not a golf fan at all, and I couldn't stand Tiger Woods even beforehand. Mm-hmm.
So, just flat out hated this demo for Tiger Woods.
Yes, I give it two middle fingers.
Oh, wait. Reference one more thing from Tim Meadows, the whole Saturday Night Live one where he was playing as Tiger Woods, and he was saying, he's like, oh, yeah, I just can't remember the whole, I just don't know why my father, when I was walking up on the PGA Tour and stuff like that on the last hole when I was going to win that one, And all I heard from him in the audience was ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. I just don't understand because it was that fucked up. Basically, his life in a nutshell.
Yeah, but one other there were two other demos I got to try out. So I'll talk about one right now called Rocket Knight, and this was a 2.5D side scroller, and it was a sequel to the original Sega Genesis game Rocket Knight Adventures.
And this game was not on Xbox 360, so I couldn't demo it.
Well, it is available on there, but I don't think the demo was.
Yeah, the demo's not on there.
And I played the first two levels of this, and it was a bit, and there was a bit of a tease with a boss battle that was supposed to happen, but it wasn't playable.
Cock tease.
Yeah, a little cock tease. And I, while playing this game, the controls were good, but there were moments where I kept pressing like the wrong button to either fly or shoot my weapon.
That or shrinkage.
Yeah. And with the graphics of this game, I felt that they managed to stay true to the original video game while updating the look. Like, this was a great spiritual sequel to Rocket Knight Adventures and the other games in the Sparkster series.
Yeah.
Because I'm... Did you ever play Rocket Knight Adventures, or...
Say that I have. It doesn't sound familiar.
Okay. And the gameplay, it was set on normal, and unlike Fat Princess, there was just the right amount of difficulty that people would expect to find in the arcade normal setting. There is an easier free play mode set for the novices, but if you want to do the old school regular arcade mode, play it on normal, you'll have some tough times, but not frustrating tough times. And I might consider actually buying the full version of this game.
Well, no shit, we get a full version review.
And so I'll give it 2 thumbs up. It's like 1,500 PS3 points. I know people are kind of saying it's kind of expensive, but remember the days when Sega Genesis games were like $70 each?
Remember the day when they had like, you know, Sega Genesis like on that online setup?
Sega Channel,
and that was like a shitload of money. Ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, anyways.
Well, last week, Blawanek got a very special graduation/birthday present.
Birthday present? I'm still working on it, actually.
Oh, you still are?
Yeah, I mean, this is actually one of those games that actually takes a lot of time and skill because it's a move-around and fucking kill-people game. You have to really be, like, into the whole fact that you got to get up in certain areas and stealth the fuck out of everybody. Or otherwise, you could just go in and go gun blazing, which usually ends up really, really fucking bad. That's my usual method that I like to do, like Call of Duty style, mm-hmm. or, you know, something along those lines, where I just go run in and bink, 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 I just killed a shitload of people. This one is like, no. I feel that there are some issues with the gun play on there, I guess.
Right. Well, tell people what game you're talking about.
We are talking about Splinter Cell Conviction. Yes. No, not Conviction yet. We're working on that one.
Exclusive on the Xbox 360. Yes. Fuck you, Ubisoft.
Well, I mean, you know, that's what they do.
That's what the original system was when it first came out.
Yeah, Splinter Cell was all on, you know, Xbox and shit. So, okay. Yeah, it never touched PS.
It was on PlayStation.
It was on PlayStation?
No, I used to play the original.
Oh, okay, so you played the original, but I think it originally came on Xbox. And then they pushed it over there. But anyways, it doesn't fucking...
Xbox wasn't even around when the first came out.
It's kind of like Mega Man. Mega Man got changed from...
Dude, that...
Being Nintendo...
It became the biggest whore.
From Nintendo, and it switched over, and now it's PlayStation's property.
Yeah,
you never see... No, it's on Nintendo now.
Maybe the originals, the ones that were originally on Nintendo.
Yeah, but now they're releasing Mega Man 9 and 10 on Nintendo.
Alright, anyways, back to the fucking thing. Splinter Cell Conviction is definitely one of those games that you have to devote some time to. You have to put in, like, you know, some serious amount of time, I think, to play the game. And the graphics, they've definitely done a great job because I was playing the other Splinter Cell Conviction, trying to see how the difference was from the old game to the new game, and it's definitely changed a hell of a lot because they had a whole point where they were going... I believe I read it in Game Informer where they took like almost 6 to 8 months just to fucking program the motherfucker to throw a goddamn chair across the room. Which Jeez. I'm like, holy shit, no wonder why it took so goddamn long to put the fuck out. But yeah, this game has good graphics, it has good maneuverability in that sense, but it also has another sense where when you're shooting and stuff like that, it doesn't like make it perfect, it's not all that great, especially like if you're like looking around corners and you have even the laser set up, it does help, but there's some guys that have like the full-on masks, so you have to put in a couple more rounds into them or otherwise just sneak by them. Mm-hmm. And it's a bitch sometimes because right now I'm stuck at a part. I think I'm almost near the end, though. And I want to say that I've been working on it for maybe a couple days in and out, a couple hours a day, you know, trying to just figure it out. But trying to get through this one part where I feel like it should have, there should have been a save point before the next wave of guys came out. And I've had to do it a couple times, and it's gotten frustrating.
You can't just rip their throats out?
No, I can't MacGruber them, you stupid bastard. But yeah, along those lines, it just seems that... Get the fuck away from me. It seems that... Get the... I'm telling you. Anyways.
Do I have to get the knife?
Yes, you do have to get the knife. Get the sword, too, White Rabbit. Anyways, dealing with that whole thing... Alright, stop it, Anvil. But going into the... it deals with the storyline where I guess... You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to ruin it for everybody. But Sam Fisher's daughter isn't dead. Sam Fisher dealt with, like, they said that his daughter got killed by a car or something like that, which was total bullshit. And even they bullshitted to the daughter saying that Sam Fisher was dead. And
I knew she wasn't dead.
She was not dead. She's not dead. She's still alive. Blah, blah, blah. And there's this whole big backstory about EMP. Especially what's really fucked up is the fact that you're able to use EMP grenades. You know, and I would love that factor, but what you do is when you throw the EMP grenade, it blows up and it takes out the electricity in that area, so you can move in the darkness. And like while there's, you know, the guys that are around them wondering what the fuck just happened.
For like a limited time.
For a limited time, which sucks because of the fact is it's a fucking EMP grenade. EMP is supposed to short the fucking thing out. It's not supposed to work again. I don't understand that one. They kind of fucked up on that one a little bit, but
okay.
But I think it makes the game a little bit more interesting, especially hopping through things, doing drops, and then you get up onto the poles and you can do these death drops and just land on top of the motherfucker and kill him. The other thing that they added in there that was pretty fucking cool, well, maybe they might have done it in the previous one, but I can't really remember, is a setup where you can actually lock in the guys that you want to kill. Like, it usually will tell you 2 to 3. It wasn't in the originals?
No.
Alright, well, let's just put it this way. You can lock in these guys, depending on what it is, I think it depends on if you're in stealth mode or whatever, because sometimes I would get 2, and sometimes I would get 3 or 4 that I could lock into. So, like, let's say it's right here. I lock into you, and this guy comes in out of nowhere. I kill him. That's the only way that I can activate this, because I guess it like creates the adrenaline rush. And he goes, bink, 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 all headshots, like, perfectly. But then you go and try to do headshots yourself sometimes. It doesn't always work. It goes, like, whizzing by them, and they're like, did you just hear something? And then you just go, bink, bink, and then you double tap them, and they're dead. And I think it's sometimes the funniest thing.
Yeah, I've noticed with that, too. I've noticed in the game, like, for that same gun that you're using, like, when you do the lock-on, it can kill them in one hit easily.
Yeah.
But if you try to do, like, your own lock-on, or you try to do your own shot, it takes quite a bit of shots. It actually even takes even a reload just to kill the character.
Yes. I mean, even I put in the MP5 and a couple other ones that are the high-end guns and put silencers on them, and some of them just can't kill, like, correctly. And I feel like, what the fuck, you know?
Even up close range.
Yeah, point blank range even. Sometimes it doesn't kill the motherfuckers correctly. So I do feel like there's a little bit of problem with that, but I think the story has a really good part to it. I talked to my cousin about it. He felt that, you know, why the fuck would I play a game like that, even though it seems like they're just going to create this ridiculous story, which they kind of did. He kind of called it when I was talking to him about it. Mm-hmm. But it was along those lines where...
Does the shotgun?
It's a good game. Yeah, there is a shotgun.
No, does the shotgun take off the image like it's supposed to in the game?
Yeah, but
like, even up close.
Yeah, but it just seems like it's not a good gun to be working with. If you're trying to do stealth, you're going to need guns that have silencers and stuff like that on them in order to work.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I feel like this game I can definitely give it one thumb up, and that's not without finishing it. So I'm going to have to wait until I completely finish it to give the full hoorah on the review.
Okay.
That said, what do I have next here?
Well, I have a Mod Nation Racers, which is another demo I tried out. And it's somewhat PS3's answer to Mario Kart. Players can customize their character and car, and they can race in various tracks. And they also have weapons like electric chargers and heat-seeking missiles to use against the other players. I found that the controls were fairly easy, but it took a bit of a while for me to figure out which one was the weapons button. And when you got to use some of these weapons, it was very much in the vein of, like, Mario Kart. Especially the Wii version.
So wait, are you trying to say that this is kind of like the other new version of Blur or something like that?
Better than Blur,
Wait, are we dealing with real cars? Are we dealing with go-karts? What are we dealing with?
Go-kart sort of things.
Okay.
Yeah,
Mario Kart. Like I said, Mario Kart. The graphics were very cartoonish, but pretty smooth. I liked the commentary from the game announcers and what you hear from the characters' headsets.
Yeah.
Some of the comments were pretty funny. And when I was playing this game, I was sort of having the same effect as when I was playing Split Second. It was only had one track, but I just kept playing it over and over and over again. It was that much fun.
I know, it's sad, isn't it? But more or less, I'll have to review that next week then, because I think we need more time for sports. But Split Second, I got that recently, and it's pretty fucking badass. And I'm going to have to do a full report on that one.
Okay, but I would say that if any of my friends bought Mod Nation Racers, I would probably buy it as well, just to race them for hours on end. I give the demo a good 2 thumbs up.
If you have a PS3. have you been neglecting your Wii?
No, I've been playing my Wii Fit Plus recently.
Okay, alright, just making sure.
Yep. Alright, let's move on to sports.
Sports, sports, sports.
Sports. Well, what's happened recently in sports? The Red Sox went on a 4-game winning streak. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Still early in the season, but
what about the Yanks?
The Yankees suck. Do I have to say any more?
But I thought we lost to them.
We lost one game to them, and we won the second. And we swept the Minnesota Twins.
Yeah.
Along with David Ortiz going on the tear.
Yeah.
And raising his batting average from a 178 to a to a 250 over a matter of 2 weeks.
Not
with
bad.
Like 5 home runs.
That's not bad at all.
No. But it's still early in the season. We play again tonight against the Philadelphia Phillies because it's some interleague play. We lost last night 5-1 to the defending National League champs.
What about UFC?
Damn,
Strike Force. Anything.
He's Damn. Getting to it.
No. Go faster.
I'm not even done with baseball.
No,
yet.
Faster. Oh.
Okay, I just abused him.
Oh.
There's going to be stabbings all around.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, there will.
Most likely.
All right, baseball.
I just finished baseball. Now I'm going to UFC.
Okay, UFC.
So, there's a big show coming up for UFC.
Huh, big show.
Yeah.
One that I think I would actually pay to watch. Quentin Rampage Jackson versus Rashad Evans. It's a fight that's been coming for a long time. They hate each other. It's really bad blood. And they both put in to be B.A. Baracus on the A-team, and Rampage beat out Evans for the spot in the movie.
Yeah.
So he hates him even more.
Wow.
This is like Hatfields and McCoys. This is like Blue and Stupid Drivers.
Yes. Fucking Stupid Drivers.
Blue and his mom.
That too.
I can keep on going. Red Sox, Yankees, Bruins, Canadians.
Blacks and whites, yeah.
Maybe not about that. They're trying to cut that down.
Maybe the black midgets versus the white midgets.
Oh, right.
Tiger Woods and actually having sex with his wife.
Oh.
Michael Jackson and the children.
Well, he's still dead, so.
There's that war's still raging on.
R. Kelly and not peeing on women.
Yes, yeah, okay, so. Okay.
So you all get it. So I might actually pay to watch this.
No, I think we might need one more now.
East Coast versus West Coast.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Tupac versus Biggie.
Yeah! Oh! He's going right there. Tupac ain't dead.
No, he's in
Mexico. He ain't dead.
He lived in Mexico with Biggie's wife. Oh, no.
Oh, that's wrong. Anyway.
It is Biggie.
Okay. But last week, the group of us sat back. We watched Strike Force.
Strike Force.
Yes.
And Blue has no clue what happened.
No, I fucking lost every fucking person I picked.
I'm kind of glad I went against
him. I only got two matches right.
I think I only lost the last main event. It was the one that even you lost, Anvil. Because we all bet on
fucking Brett.
Yeah, we took Brett Rogers over Overeem. But Overeem hasn't fought in almost 2 years. So
yeah,
he said technically he hasn't fought in America for over 2 years.
No, he actually didn't fight over there either. He had a knee surgery.
But that's the fucked up thing was like you saw how fucking jacked he was when he came out, and then when you saw Brett Rogers, you're like, what the fuck is up with Brett Rogers? I thought he was built more fucking up like that when he was versus Malenko. Mm-hmm.
Who?
Whatever the fuck his name is.
Oh, Fedor Emelianenko.
Yeah, there you go.
But yeah, I mean,
I thought he was actually going to give like a really good fight, but this was not a good fight.
Oh, it was just one round.
It was not even halfway through the first round.
We got a lot better fights from some of the younger guys.
Yeah.
And my personal favorite, which pissed everybody off, because this is when all three of them lost. Because I took Royce Gracie
over the Russian guy,
over this jacked up looking Russian dude, because my guy looked like, you know, your typical 13-year-old American white boy. No build, no nothing, just standing there. And
yes, the tall dude?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, yes, I remember.
They went against him.
Because
that was in three rounds, right?
No.
Almost.
Yeah. He submitted him.
Yeah, no, but in the third round.
He looked scrawny in the second. Yeah. And then when you saw the two fighters up, and I was like, holy shit, he's tall.
I took it because of the Gracie name. I grew up watching Miss Martial Arts with his father.
Yeah, but he's trying to fucking bring back the Gracie name because of what's happened or something like that. There was, like, some kind of thing where they alleged one of the relatives, like, steroids or something like that.
They alleged the father.
Yeah.
The legend.
Yeah.
The UFC Hall of Famer. But I can't wait for next month's fight, where Weedum takes on Fedor, the last Emperor Emelianenko.
Wait, isn't it a Wednesday night fight?
Is that the Wednesday night fight?
No, that's Saturday night.
Wait, when's the Bobby Lashley one?
I believe that's that Saturday that we're supposed to watch it.
That would be a good one to watch as well.
Yes.
I mean, now, what is it, the pay-per-view one that we were talking about again?
They're doing a pay-per-view Wednesday night event.
No, they said it was on Showtime.
Yeah, I think it might be Showtime or something like that. Oh, I'm talking about UFC.
The UFC one for next week.
That's Rashad Evans.
That's next week.
Jackson, I believe it's next
week. I think we need to get some people over to my fucking house on that night.
Yo, we get a bunch of people.
Get a bunch of people, put in money for fucking pizza or something.
Yeah, we get food.
And then get food and we pay for that and we watch it.
It's $50 for the fight. You get 10 people. You know, everybody gets $10. You
got $10 for 5 people. Bingo.
Well, no. 10 people, $10 each for food and the fight.
Oh, that too. Point.
Yes. You know what? And speaking of Strikeforce, I really like the vampire Russian dude. The dude who had the vampire.
Oh, wow. Right, Andre there. The Pitbull Arlovski, yes.
I really liked him. The thing I liked about him, too, was like he had respect. He shows respect when he's in the ring.
I got a chance to meet him last year. It was really cool.
And like the guy that, he lost, right?
Yeah.
He lost that fight. And even though he lost that fight, he lost it with, like,
Dignity.
And
honor, yeah.
And I didn't like the other guy. Because he was kind of...
He was kind of cocky.
He was cocky. And I didn't like that. Like, after every round, this is what really gave, like, showing respect in him as well. After every single round, he wanted to touch gloves and be like, that was a good round.
He lost by decision. It wasn't like he had knocked out.
Exactly. It wasn't a knockout or anything like that. It was a loss by decision. And he wanted to go over there and just be like, hey, great job, whatever. And the guy just kind of...
Fuck you.
Fuck you. And so, like, I was just like, I was really pissed about that.
Yeah, I
think the other thing that they also said was that he had a psychological issue, too, because he lost a couple times or something.
Well, he got knocked out his last fight.
Yeah, so more or less, when you get a guy who's gotten into that kind of like, oh, shit, I can't get knocked out again. And it gets to the point where, no, he didn't get knocked out, but he did lose. So sometimes that shows that, you know, these guys are human still.
Oh, yeah.
They're fucking crazy gladiators.
He got knocked out by Brett Rogers, actually.
That's a motherfucker right there.
Rogers tagged him right on his jaw, and he dropped. Yeah. Now, there's one more thing I want to touch on in sports. This is the biggest thing for us, if you're a sports fan, or just a Boston fan.
What then?
Tonight, the Celtics will take on the Orlando Magic Game 3. We're up 2-0. If we win this series, we will go on to play for the championship. We're one round away from possibly playing either the Phoenix Suns or the Los Angeles Lakers San Francisco.
I think it'd be interesting if we actually went out against Phoenix Suns, because it's Arizona.
Wait, are they even still in it?
Phoenix is, yeah.
Oh,
they're playing the Lakers right now.
That's amazing.
But they're down 2-0.
Oh, shit.
And why would Arizona matter?
Because of all of
our guys are U.S. citizens, so it would be
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, I think Kobe might be an illegal alien.
Oh, I hope so.
It's like they take away, it's like, we're going to win!
Kobe ain't shit! Especially last time when he lost. That was
fun. I would beat him to win the championship by 4.
Yeah, exactly. And he ran. He just, like, as soon as, like, it was over.
Buzzer's always like,
enough out of you.
This is a drama queen.
Jesus.
I'm gonna start calling you LeBron too.
Oh, which one? LeBron James. Yeah. No. You calling Kobe Bryant?
Both of them. They're both drama queens.
Yeah.
No, because of our last championship, I got my ring. Yes, I got a championship ring from the Boston Celtics.
Yes, we know.
Rubbing in, douchebag. Anyways.
I'm there. So, anyways, now, I know this doesn't matter to anybody here, but starting June 11th, the FIFA World Cup will start. And the United States is in it, and they're actually one of the teams that, you know, might make it near the end.
Did you see the new...
And that's where I walk away.
Did you see the new, I believe it's Nike commercial with all the different soccer players, like, just imagining if I get this, like, what if I hit this and I get the goal, what happens if I kick it and I miss it? Like, they show, like, the different...
Well, that's the new FIFA World Cup commercial.
I love that commercial.
That's for the World Cup.
One that was wicked racist. I felt that it was just fucking... just.
No, it wasn't.
No. There was one other one that dealt with, like, them, like, commercial for FIFA. Not with Nike or anything like that. It dealt with, like, fucking, you know, like, them in, like, African-American... like, no, not African-Americans. Africans in the fucking prison system. Fucking kicking, like, they, like, the fucking white guy throwing a soccer ball, letting them play fucking soccer and shit like that, and then they walk into the fucking thing and walk out into the stadium. I'm like, that's not racist at all.
Actually, it's because it's taking place in Africa.
Yeah, well, and, you had the fucking apartheid and shit.
Well, what it is South Africa really didn't have a team. Some of their players did come from prison.
Yeah, Matt Damon. No, I'm just kidding.
That was on rugby.
Matt Damon. Oh,
fuck, that's right.
Matt Damon.
Anyways, rugby.
Invictus.
Same fucking thing.
No, it's not.
No.
Soccer and rugby are almost the same goddamn thing.
It's like soccer and football put together.
Yeah, that's what rugby is.
Foosball.
But I think I'm done today with sports, unless anybody has anything they'd like me to cover.
I think that's about it, and we're running out of time.
Yes, out of time.
No, we're always running out of time.
The black man is always running out of time.
What do you mean?
Knuckles!
You're not running time, you're running backwards.
He's not from Kenya.
He's not fucking Superman.
Do I
either.
Look like I'm from Kenya? Do I run the marathon and win it? No.
I don't know. I didn't really watch.
He's not Kenyan.
Remember, America runs on Dunkin's.
Oh! You had to go there. You just had to go there. You son of a bitch.
Thank you. I've been waiting to use that one.
Douchebag.
Fucking racist.
Alright, let's end this bitch.
Okay, remember, check out our website at bostonbastardbrigade.com, and if you have any comments or requests for things for us to review, our email address is thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com.
We're also on myspace.com/bostonbastardbrigade and Boston Bastard Brigade group on Facebook. Yeah, fuck it. Alright,
you too. And don't forget our sisters at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI. Go over, show them some love, and send... Pin Delicious, congratulations on graduating from college herself. Her and Ninja Sister, you know, hanging out right now.
Yep, and also Bremamoid from Electric Sisterhood graduated with Pin Delicious as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
So basically, almost all the bastards and sisters are free. Free from the clutches of...
tyranny, man! Fucking tyranny!
Yes.
Of the goddamn assholes of, you know, college.
Yes. So, okay.
One more thing!
And, you know, our last thing is, you know, we've been asking the last few weeks for you guys to help us out with, you know...
give us your money!
Raising money for the, you know, North Shore Cancer Center. We're doing the Cancer Walk on June 20th. We did actually have a band that's going to help us out. Totally inappropriate. We covered them a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I think they're, review or interview is still available to listen to on iTunes, but if it's not, it's still on our website.
Yes, and we're going to be at their show tonight, but by the time you listen to it, it's going to be too late, but we'll be at their next show on June 19th.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you all the information to come down, give a hand, and listen to some really great music.
Mm-hmm. They're a cover band, but they're a really good cover band.
I think actually some of their songs they do better than the actual.
Yeah, I agree, especially the Weezer song.
Yes.
They did that song so much better than Weezer could ever dream of doing.
Yeah, I agree. So, on that note, until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
This is Water.
This is Daniel.
Dark.
Saying sayonara, bitches.
We are the Bastards.
Hey, get that celery out of your anus.
Oh, you stole it from me, you ass.